AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after the U.S. got involved with three airstrikes on Iran nuclear targets, Israel expanded strikes in Iran. The AP's Joe Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
It has warned residents of Tehran, Iran's capital, to expect days of additional attacks. It also has begun striking targets that appear to be beyond the scope of those initial goals. That includes a strike on a notorious prison and Iran's secret police headquarters.
President Trump is calling into question the future of Iranian leadership. Here's the AP's Haya Pinjwani.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says U.S. operations in the Middle East haven't changed. That's despite President Trump raising the possibility of what he called a regime change on social media in Iran.
The president's posture and our military posture has not changed. The president was just simply raising a question that I think many people around the world are asking.
In response to the attacks, Iran could attempt to close a key bottleneck for global oil supplies, the Strait of Hormuz, between it and Oman. Leavitt was asked if there was a plan if the strait was closed.
I can assure you the administration is actively and closely monitoring the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranian regime would be foolish to make that decision.
Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Witnesses are hearing explosions and seeing possible missiles in the sky in Qatar after its airspace was closed. Qatar is home to a major base for U.S. forces and a major regional airline. The European Union says there are indications Israel's actions in Gaza are violating human rights obligations and the agreement governing its ties with the EU. But the bloc was divided over what to do in response. President Trump and his NATO counterparts are gathering this week for what might be a historic summit. It could also drive a wedge among the 32 member countries. Ford is recalling nearly 200,000 electric Mustangs because the door latches could falter, potentially trapping passengers in the back seat. This is AP News. A man is dead after a shooting near a church in Michigan.
Police Chief Ryan Strong says 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning had no criminal history when he opened fire outside his mother's church in Wayne, Michigan, Sunday.
His motivations are unknown, but at this point, it appears he was suffering from a mental health crisis.
Cross Point Community Church was full of parishioners, but Browning never made it inside.
The suspect exited his vehicle wearing a tactical vest, armed with a long gun and a handgun. He approached the church building and began firing his weapon.
He shot a person in the leg who's recovering.
Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle.
That's when church staff shot and killed Browning. Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Julie Walker.
Five people were taken to a North Carolina hospital after a Raleigh-Durham flight from Miami hit turbulence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.